Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, hello. This is Roy Masters speaking. If you like to call me about the subject matters that I've been harping on the fact that I don't like, listen, forgive me. I don't care who you are. I know that the majority of people and are very gullible. And you may not be as, you may be more gullible than you really know. You can be very, very willful and don't seem gullible, but you see, you're willful in the way you do things, because if you're not willful, you cannot get things done. And willing things to do, you think is normal. You make a mistake, you sin and you try to fix it. But you're using anger and frustration. You get mad at seeing your fault. See? Naturally, you're born and come into this world innocent. You don't know what got in you by virtue of some event with your parents. So let's leave that at that. Because your parents came into the world exactly the same way as you did, so whatever you've got as a parent was not that way when they were born. So if you have an impatient father, maybe he had an impatient mother or father and got put into him, them. When you react, you something continues. There's a continuum of what I'm about to say through one man's sin. One man gives in to the woman, and the woman, something speaks to the woman, the man goes for it. Then he makes an excuse and blames her. That's exactly what happens to everybody. And that's the beginning of marriage and war. Yes. You wake up one morning and you're losing a battle you didn't know you were fighting. And there it goes. You begin to be upset. You feel guilty. You give in. You get upset. And then you become sexually awakened. And the upsets, the sin, whatever sin is, it's an impulse to do something wrong that you're not able to master. And never, ever will, as long as you live, until you find the truth that makes you free. What is the truth? What is the truth? You've got thousands of different religions, thousands of different sects within those religions, all preaching different things. All Christian pastors, Jewish rabbis, just teaching you things and you blindly follow them. And maybe the things that they're saying are good, but they are not good, because you can't teach religion. You can, but what you get is a robot that does not know it's a robot. It looks like a Christian, acts like a Christian, looks like it's Jewish, and acts like it's Jewish. And in those particular situations, those examples are not bad behavior. But bad behavior can be put into people too. So you have people who are trained in their country to carry a knapsack full of dynamite and blow themselves up to kingdom come, and it doesn't come. They believe they're going to have 72 virgins, mostly Jewish, men. See, I'm just trying to joke. It's not very funny. The thing is, we're programmed. You are programmed by the schools. You're programmed by your mother, your father, your teacher, or somebody. But that program is a hypnotic state. Try to grasp that. You live your whole life thinking you're Joe or Mary, and you're not. My wife of 63 years has just awakened to the fact that she has never lived her own life and she's never known who Anne was. She played the part in a love-hate thing, but it wasn't real. Finally, she got sick of it.
Like a tunnel that you follow to a tunnel of its own, down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone.
You're like listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, my friends. I do hope I have a few friends left. I don't mean to be mean, but it sounds like I'm mean and critical. And it's very difficult to... Listen, you have to have two conditions if you want to help somebody. You must be an example of what you're trying to say, like Jesus. It's who speaks it. That's what a Monsignor told me right on the money when I was walking along the boardwalk, along the sand in Southern California. He'd come here for some very important reason, and I was introduced to him. We went for a walk together. I said, how come the problem in the church? You know, you've got all these words. He says, you know what? You're quite right, because he was a really interesting fellow. He said it right. He said, it's not the words, it's who says them. I get it. You've got to be that which you have to be corrected. What does it mean? In other words, another word for it is redeemed from the hypnotic state that you lived in all your life, thinking it was you. My job is to show you through one man, sin, whatever the hell that is, went through the human race. One man's sin traveled through, like a virus, through the human race. And to one man it goes out because he is an example. He gives he proves himself by proving to the world that you can't kill a noble person. But there are noble people because we're all products of that sin. But we're products of it not because we sinned, but something sin that made a home in us. And so you need to understand, all you Christians out there, you don't need to be taught to be Christians. You need to understand that what your problem is and what you're struggling with is the nature you've inherited from your parents and the nature your parents' great-grandparents and your great-great-great and the great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great. It goes to one man's sin and exponentially spreads to the whole world. And there are people who like to be wicked. They like it. That's all they got. Got this dark self and sort of a mush of a dark shadow in them. They think of themselves, and it's got to be fed with other people's souls. That's wickedness. See, it's bad, like a vampire. ISIS is like vampires. Same as the Germans, the Nazis. They would kill for the pleasure of and the right to rape, pillage, and plunder. See, that's it. And it gratifies. It gratifies. You, same principle everywhere. So, what I'm trying to say is verses and chapters will not work. It will make you a programmed Christian and Jew, and that will not be sufficient to fight against what's coming down on your head very soon. What you're dealing with is real wickedness, and you're only halfway virtuous. You are virtuous because you want to be virtuous. You want to overcome, you know, to resolve your problems and put on a good face and be a good person. But being a good person and putting up is, who was it said, Shakespeare, all the world's a stage, I keep repeating it, the men and women merely actors. You don't want to just be an actor, but you don't know you're acting out and you think it's you. And you're being prompted or programmed by your minister. And I see them. They're nice people. But they're programmed themselves. Or they got some ambition they could help people. Like a lot of people have the ambition to want to help people. But they haven't helped themselves yet. So they help themselves to people. They do nice things and hoping that the people will love them back. They become a slave of that. Or the opposite. The slave takes charge of you. That's right. It can reverse itself. So what I'm trying to say, and we're going to get to my callers now. I had to give some kind of opening. And then we could take out a call. 800, call me, 800-866-8883, please. And remember, this program, I do not get paid for. See? A lot of the stations I have to buy time. Some of the stations give it to me, or awkward hours. So if you want to hear me, to make sure you hear me every night. If you don't hear me at 6 p.m. West Coast time for 3 hours and then the refeeds, then you need to go to my website, fhu.com. And while you're there, you can see Roy Masters archives, Roy Masters Live. So I'm always there. So my website is like the beginning of a network. See, I'm always there. Please God, the system doesn't collapse. See, so therefore you can always listen to me there. And you can get the apps for your iPods. And what's the other one? The iPod and the Android, yes. And you can have an app. And you can get the app for the 7-minute meditation, no charge. Also, we have Advice Line on telephone. It's going to be very expensive because we have to pay for that. So we're going to try. If you're going to listen and dial the number 605-475-8159, that's Advice Line. That's listen to me 3 hours. That's a lot of money for us because we have to pay for that. On the network, on the internet, it's for free. But the phone charges us. So please, if it makes you better, support my work. Thank you. The 7-minute meditation can be heard also on the telephone without cost to you. It's a cost to us, where everything else isn't. It's 800-822-6441. All right. And if you play press 1 after that, it plays in Espanol. See, it's neat, nice and neat. All right, Lisa, sorry to keep you waiting. Hello, Lisa.
Hello?
Hello, Lisa.
Okay, hi. Actually, Lisa is not my name, but I'm embarrassed. And
no, that's all right. I'll call you. I
didn't give my name this time.
No, that's fine.
I had an experience this weekend that I need to relate to you, and you can set me straight and tell me what's going on. My son has been married with his wife for about 9 years. Mm-hmm. They're walking down a path that it's got to be deja vu. It's just like myself and my husband. They had a large fight this weekend, and she called me crying, and so I, you know, tried to counsel them as best as I knew how. My son tore up the house, and, you know, just anger and, you know, just same old thing.
Yes.
So anyway, my reaction is what is bothering me. After I spoke with them a while after, I felt like I wanted to just jump out of my skin. I was really anxious like I've never felt before. I tried meditating. I meditated a little bit off and on, and throughout the evening, I had a really hard time going to sleep. The worst part is I fell asleep, and when I woke up, I had an intense desire for sexual release.
That's right. That's what I say. Anger awakens the sexual impulse. Emotion, stress, when you react to it, it awakens it. It's the same thing in children. You have see little children masturbating at 4 or 5 years old. It's because they hate their parents so much. And they're miserable, but it has awakened the sexual feeling that not even adults can deal with. So
I haven't felt that way in a long time.
I didn't feel
like I was angry at them.
But you were.
I'm really concerned for them.
No, you're angry. You're angry because you couldn't help them. They wouldn't listen. And you so badly want them to be better people. And you want them to be happy, I know. But you're frustrated in your attempt. And in your attempt, you get frustrated and because you expect an outcome.
Yeah.
But you remember I said about the Monsignor walking along the beach just a few minutes ago? I don't know if you was listening to the podcast.
I heard a little bit of that, yes.
Yeah. So he says, yes, our preachers, our preachers, I'm not sure that preacher is the right word, but our vicars are good people, but see, they don't have the Jesus in them. This is what he's really saying. He said, because what they're saying does not have authority. It has the earthly authority, but it doesn't have the spiritual authority, and it doesn't. And until you become like him, you can't fix anything. You only make it worse, and yourself, by trying to rescue and save somebody. The more you try to save, maybe they respond a little better, and you say, oh, yes, you know, maybe my husband is getting better. Let's assume that you are giving in to him, and he's now more satisfied. You're giving in to him. But then all of a sudden, your giving in to him is not enough for him. And then it's too much for you. You can't give anymore. And then you get frustrated and you get angry. Then you give in. Because you're a kind of person that's good. Therefore, when you get angry, you feel guilty about it. When you're guilty about it, you want to do something about the guilt. And what do?
Mm-hmm.
You give in. But the time gets shorter and shorter until you're killing each other.
Yeah. Which is exactly what I see my son doing.
I know. I wish you, I say, these things, that you can't go to a psychiatrist and say, and get any help whatsoever. I have the secret. And if you will, first of all, get out of this, you cannot of yourself do anything. Even Jesus said that of himself. Of myself, I can do nothing. The Father with me, he did it. And so I speak to you with authority, hopefully, that isn't me speaking. And the proof of it is that it helps you. And if it doesn't help you, you either didn't want to hear it, which is your choice, or it was me speaking instead of him within me. So you have to find him within you. So you really need to sit quietly and know that yourself you can do nothing, but if you can give yourself to him, and that 7-minute meditation is designed for that.
Mm-hmm.
It helps you to find what stillness, what be still and know I am God is. See, that is the key. That is the one that pressed my button a long time ago. What does it mean to be still? Does it mean to say your brain stops? Or your mind stops? Or you stand on your head or sit still? No, it's not that at all. It's much simpler than that. And this beautiful simplicity is given to me, and the proof of that is I help millions of people to overcome their problems, but not enough. We've got 330 million Americans. So in all the years I've been working, I maybe have helped a couple of million people, but that's not enough. I have to have a bigger reach, And so this is I think this is my time. I think
everyone needs to donate.
Yes, they got to.
You've got to.
You have to, because what I have will perish. America needs rejuvenation, needs to be rejuvenated back to its innocence again, and I know how to do that.
I'm not
your ordinary preacher. I'm not your rabbi. I'm just a person who just knows just have a gift. I want to share it. That's all. There's been a lot
way.
There's been a lot in my way in these last many years. I've been called all kinds of names. You know, all kinds of names. Wife beater.
I saw some of that.
You know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, anyone that speaks to you would know better, unless they're just stupid. So
you cool your jets and leave them alone, and then find the unspoken word. Find peace with your Creator first, and leave them alone. And they'll come home wagging their tails behind them like little Bo Peep.
Okay.
Get out of it, because all you do is make it worse, and yourself. So are you gonna give that meditation a try?
Oh, I've been doing it.
Yeah, but you really it's not meant to relieve anxiety. It's meant to bring you to God, not just give you a better feelings.
Yeah.
You understand? Okay. Thank you.
That's it.
God bless.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, hello again. Welcome once again to the program. My name is Roy Masters. Is there anybody that would like to talk to me about a subject? Do you understand, please? Let me say it again. Let me say it as explicitly as possible. I put my book down. If you want to get a copy of my book, Surviving the Comfort Zone, it'll help you to overcome lots of things. But you have to understand it, meaning I don't want you to, if you buy a book or you get a CD, I don't want you to try to remember anything. I want you to just listen to it one ear and come out the other and see which one goes, wow, I never saw that before. Put the book down. Stop the recording. That's it. Leave it alone for a week or two. See, just leave it. You can still meditate if you want to. But the fact that you see something with your inner eye, where you normally would have stamped on it, where you would have repressed it, or struggled to be responsible to get to do it right when you don't know what right is. Of myself, I can do nothing, said Jesus. And that applies to you, because you can't change yourself for good. You can only be saved from what isn't good, both in yourself and other people. And then when that happens, but let me tell you, it's not a long journey. It is not a long journey. It takes seconds, a fraction of a second. Now, a fraction of a second may not cure you, but what it will do is, hopefully, if you sit and meditate, first of all, you've got to get rid of your relationship with me. You must not put me on a pedestal. Please do not put Roy Masters on a pedestal. If you are doing that, you are destroying my ability to help you ever. You can't put me on a pedestal. You're not the God maker, greater than the God you created. That's what it means to put a person on a pedestal and make them feel lofty. And a lot of people feel that way. I feel that as temptation. I used to, now I don't feel about it at all, because people like me and love me. They do. And they hate me. I don't judge them. And when they love me, I don't feel lifted. Because if I feel lifted, then it's me that's interacting with you and not giving God the due. Therefore, your help, your health, your advantage is not long lived. 800-866-8883. Any comments? Because I'm talking to you in little bites, little things you have not thought before. If you have, you haven't finished it. You haven't done it, whatever needs to be done, correctly, with the right intent. So for instance, another big mistake you'll make when you go to my website and do the meditation, which is 7 minutes, and there's no religious content in it. But it brings you to God. So there must not be any attempt to, let's say you've got cancer. You hear me talking about this and how cancer can be cured by getting to the root. And most people get cancer, most, especially children, by giving too much of themselves to their parents or giving too much of themselves to others until they don't have any life force of their own. Their immune system is destroyed, chemistry, because they have a secret love-hate thing. And so the sweet, nice, forever person, giving person, who gives the shirt off their backs, is really under a compulsion to get your approval. Damned if he gets it, damned if he doesn't, and he's dying. And then the doctors come to help him, and the doctors do the same thing. See? If I put my wife in, she was losing her memory. She's getting better. Actually, boop, she woke up the other day. She woke up from a lifelong person who thinking she was Anne. The real Anne, she's coming back. I saw that when I married her. So it was almost like marrying my mother, in a manner of speaking, because she didn't know who she was either. She's a nice person. My wife is a smart person, clever, but she has this problem with her father, projected onto me, love-hate thing, 30 to 63 years. And she got angry and angrier because I wouldn't play. I would not be put on a pedestal. I would not give her the love that makes her feel better than she deserves. I can't give her that love. I can only give her what I've been given, not to play games. See, so she began to be resentful. And then after a while, he got very resentful, and then she didn't want to do anything at all. See, I have learned. See, so it's not easy to wake up a person, whether you're married to them or not, because they have a hypnotic state that is permanent. That's called sin. It's permanent. And your preacher, your rabbi cannot fix it. The best you can do is go to work, church every week or synagogue and say your prayers and come home feeling better. But you're not better. You haven't found God. You've got a bunch of words. And those words make you feel better than you deserve. So you're actually worse off. And the more worse off you are, the more you need to go to church. Or the more you need to drink. It doesn't make a what difference it is. And going to church is better because you have a nicer person on the surface. But when you get to marry to that person and somebody really knows you, whoops, everything goes topsy-turvy. You wake up one morning losing a war you didn't know you were fighting. That's right. We'll be right back.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Roy Masters and the Foundation of Human Understanding depend upon your donations to keep this program on the air. What is a donation? Well, to you, it could be a tank full of gas. To a person in need, it could be a cure stress device and how your mind can keep you well book. What is a donation? To you, it could be a meal out. To someone in need, it could be Roy Masters' insight about an incurable condition that doctors don't understand. What's a donation? To you, it could be a bottle of wine or a bag of chips every week. But Roy Masters would use that money to help someone in prison and change their life for good. So when you think my donations don't count, you're wrong. Your donations do count. And without you, this program cannot continue to be heard on the air. So please, make a tax-deductible donation. Call 1-800-877-3227 or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, or go to FHU.com right now and make your tax-deductible contribution.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
He's the jingle in your pocket, where's the jangle in your head? Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said?
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, I do assume that most of you listening are still listening since that lady called and said she got so angry with her son and daughter-in-law fighting and being angry, and being so angry she tried to help them and got angrier, and then all of a sudden she had a sexual awakening that hadn't happened to her for a long time. And it's exactly what I was talking about. That's really fulfills, it makes the point. She's an older woman, and all of a sudden she has that sexual awakening because she's angry, very angry. And I said, little children, when they're beaten and demoralized, they have the anger towards their parents awakens sexual feelings at 4 or 5 years old. So in my experience, I said, remember, let me just catch up, let you catch up with what I said in the beginning of the program. I was in a school where, you know, what's that school? Jose, what's that school? Harry Potter school. It was like a Harry Potter school. And so anyway, I was very hungry. They didn't give me any very good food. It was a boarding school. I went down there and stole some cookies because I was hungry. And presto, a sexual awakening. Sin. That little tiny thing. Sin. Same thing. The same thing could happen if you, you know, so you give in to an impulse. Any kind of impulse. It pulls you like a little boy that sees money on their dad's night table. It yields to the temptation, but there's nobody there to tempt. And then when the father comes in, it's the same as the Paradise Lost. Did you eat of the fruit? Did you take that money? No, Dad. Johnny's got it. Immediately that you can't bear being wrong, because the knowledge of good and evil is supposed to make you right. See? So that thing passes from generation to generation. And you see, temptation awakens the sexual impulse in more ways than one. So I hadn't thought so much about the phenomenon until recently, and it stuck like a bolt of lightning, that there is a distinct connection between sin and human sexuality. The trauma of sin produces an altered state of consciousness, a downward transcending, and beastly sexuality enters, and with it a strange new consciousness of self, a need for a fig leaf. That's why we all feel uncomfortable. Fig leaf. And in the scripture, there it is. And he saw he was naked. He didn't know he was naked before. There was no shame. So that thing, eating of the fruit, like I ate the cookies, did it. It was not right to do that. It was really, you could excuse it. Oh, the headmaster comes in and says, oh, you're hungry, why don't you tell me? But I don't think that would have happened, but anyway, otherwise I wouldn't have done it that way. So let's examine the mechanism behind the sexual awakening in a wrong way. There's a sexual awakening in a right way, but we are only talking about the wrong way, and you're all guilty of that. Yes, even me. And I won't go into that right now, but one of these days I'll talk to you about it. So I'm not excluded, see, in that sense. Because in the very beginning, I ate cookies that weren't mine. My dad paid for it, but never mind, I took it. And then the nickel from dad's table is the same thing. The impulse to take something that you shouldn't. That's how delicate it is. Some people will say, what kind of God is this? Well, I see that very quickly, since I'm innocent, come into the world innocent, but then something makes me guilty. Stealing the cookies, or listening to the voice in my head that says, your dad won't know, take that nickel, buy yourself a little toy. You know you always wanted it. That's it, it's in your head. It comes with it, with being born. Into a world. So whatever culture you have, it all has the same moral principles that you can violate and be violated forever until you find truth that sets you free. Talk about that. Come back.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
So let's examine the mechanism behind sexual awakening. And you've heard it says that power corrupts And absolute power corrupts absolutely. So let me add that power is also the ultimate aphrodisiac. In the corruption process, purity is violated. And that is what, that is the pure gives place to the impure, and the morality consciousness falls from a more nearly perfect to a definitely more imperfect state. To corrupt is to violate. To introduce trauma or sin is what I call hypnotic states that you live in all of your life and cannot awaken from it and don't want to face, and that keeps you in that state and makes you predator, prey to predators who rise to the occasion and tell you how wonderful you are and make you feel better than you deserve. And if corruption or trauma or hypnotic states, which is what you live in after that, is to take place, it must have a trauma source. The psychological term for what we use to refer to as temptation or tempter. The tempter is the hypnotist. You cannot cure anything with hypnosis, don't you? Every one of them says that you can cure somebody with hypnosis. And you can't cure it by preaching verses and chapters. It won't work there either, because you cannot be taught by a human being what good and evil is, and you cannot be saved by a mere human being who's just imperfect as you are. In exactly the same way he comes into the world, he was captured. And he doesn't know it. He thinks he wants to help people, so he studies to be a rabbi or a priest. And he still doesn't do it. The church falls apart. The church fails. They all fail because you cannot learn it from a person. It must come from directly from within you, just like the dark thing says, you know, eat that cookie or your dad will miss it when you take that money from his bedside. You immediately make the excuse, exactly. You exactly bury it. Or you struggle to fix it. You can't fix yourself. You can't fix anybody. And medicine has just become, I can't find the word for it. A religion. So a lot of it's guesswork. You got six doctors with six different opinions. There's only one route to most of it, and that is understanding your origin and your pathway to paradise lost, found. See? So it could be said, where mankind is concerned, sexuality is unnaturally natural. I say to you, your sexuality is unnaturally natural. And you better back off for a while and listen to me. Because human beings have guilt and animals have a choice between good and evil. And if you are in the corrupted state, if you are traumatized, and my word for it more accurately is hypnotized your whole life and you don't know it. You don't know who you really are. You think you know. And it's very difficult to show you that something is existing in you and living through you, and you think of it as your parent. It's not your parent, because your parent wasn't your parents. There was something living through your parent that got into you, and whatever that is, you got what the parent got, and you're standing in their shoes. You still can't fix it. You hated them for it, or you loved them too much. And loving them too much means you made them into God, you had them on the pedestal, and they put themselves on the pedestal. They love you too much. They give you too much. They spoil you. So you can't function for yourself. They make you doubt yourself, so you need them. And then you need them so much, they get sick and tired of you and throw you aside. You hear of kids wanting to murder their parents because they've been so spoiled by their parents that they can't get anything for themselves. The only way that they can survive is to take from their own parents. See? And often kill them. It's not unusual. Spoiled people are desperate. They can't get anything for themselves. They could be charlatans and liars and cheats. Can't do anything for themselves because they never went out on their own. Never found the guiding spirit. See? And every one of you have this to some degree, or even rich and poor. The rich people doesn't mean to say that they are rich in, they may be rich in money, but not in spirit. They're not happy, so one person says, you know what, I'm a good businessman, I made a lot of money. It was just a horrible experience. I'm not going to let my kids suffer. And therefore you ruin your children. Ruin them completely. You've got to let them suffer. Suffering is necessary. If you don't suffer, you always think you're okay. And as long as you have the money to make them feel okay, they're okay. Until the money runs out. And it's not okay. They're all of a sudden they see they're nothing. They've got to take it from other people. They have to be... The only way they can get it is to being cunning and clever and dishonest. To the point they go to jail. They cheat and lie. You might marry one of those, thinking that they are something. And they're not what they appear to be. So, could it be that where mankind is concerned, sexuality is unnaturally natural. That's the question, isn't it? Can we do good things? Can we be like Shakespeare says, all the world's a stage and men and women merely actors? He said, the whole world. And naturally, people don't believe that, but still, it's true. You don't believe about yourself. You think you love God, you do good things. I guarantee you have conflict. Okay, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
So, could it be that at least where mankind is concerned, sexuality is unnaturally natural. Unnaturally natural, yes. And chickens steal from each other. They fight over a piece of meat or food, and the stronger one gets away with it. But we have conflicts about stealing. Thou shalt not steal. We should know that. You should know that without anybody telling you. I did when I was a kid. I remember Rabbi saying, you know, the Ten Commandments, and he comes to, thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not steal. I said, Rabbi, why are you telling me this? He said, because if I didn't tell you, you wouldn't know. I said, how? No, you were telling me the truth. I was 7 years old. He went in my face, his face turned six different colors. He was angry. I said, because it's natural to me. I know these things. And you know, you have it. You can hear what I'm saying. So sexuality can have, you know, you can be a good person and not be a good person. You can look like a good person because you have that facade. All the world's a stage. And men and women merely actors. You're acting out a part. You're not real. You live your whole life acting out a part. Looking for love in all the wrong places. And becoming hooked on the wrong kind of people. Or you're the wrong kind of people that does the hooking. So could it be believed that believing into, experience the guidance of any source other than the original conscience results in the death of the original man or woman? And the resulting loss of innocence rouses the animal being and opens the senses to the world. It could be, couldn't it? as in Adam's eyes were open, and he saw he was naked. Why are we so self-conscious? Why do you have a nudist people who just flaunt that? You know, ugly-looking people, mostly pretty ugly. You know, who are walking around as if they were innocent again. See, and not. The whole idea is to say, oh, we're innocent because we don't wear any clothes, see. But it's not a good thing to walk around your house with everything hanging out. Excuse the expression. Getting my point here? The children feel uncomfortable with that. It's a violation to the children to walk around without your clothes on. But you do it, don't they? And they violate you just by just doing that.
Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
The number is, oh my goodness, just quickie. The number is 8420. And just if somebody wants to say something quickly from Ohio, I just want to read one paragraph. So something certainly happened to bring down Adam's consciousness, and it also affected his biological self. Look back at your own life and see whether such a thing might be repeating itself subtly within you. What is exactly is this sin? Well, sin is something that gives you a high. Anything that enables you to feel good like God, or anything that makes you feel powerful when you're right, when really wrong, like judgment, is mine, saith the Lord. I'll close my book up for today. I've been doing a lot of reading. I'm talking to Carol now. Carol, you got a whole 7 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Masters,
for Hello, Carol.
Being there. In the 80s, they began listening to you and meditating, and many temptations have come upon me, and I've lived through them all.
Oh, good.
Yet I never got married. I'm 70 now. And I have learned, because of your teachings and the meditation, that it's okay to be alone. All my family is gone, and most of my friends are passing away, or, you know, how that goes.
Yes, I do.
But I'm happy inside. I have that Holy Spirit
I know
that you refer to.
Yes, beautiful. In other words, you actually don't feel anything, but you feel free.
Yes, I feel free. I'm happy.
I know. The happiness doesn't feel like happiness ordinary people feel. It's just the freedom from having to feel anything except his presence. Because you know that, I'm sure you're a talented lady. If you want to do something, you could. Am I correct?
Yes.
What are you good at?
Well, I was a professional singer.
Yes.
But in the process of that, I was a rape victim.
Oh, dear.
I had a terrible accident in which my lip, I had like my heart had heart stoppage.
Yes.
I was 27 years old when that happened. And all the boyfriends that I liked, I'm so glad I thank God every day that I never married them, because they wouldn't have been right for me. I'm just so contented. It's not a... I don't know how to say this. Happiness is just a peace, and it's freedom.
I know. It's very hard to describe, isn't it?
Yes, and I'm on a path.
A lot of people like you and me,
mm-hmm.
in that state of mind, will have anxiety, have not fulfilled something, or missing something, or be angry because you're all alone, and there's no meaning to life. And you can just enjoy sitting under a tree, can't you?
You know what I like to do?
What?
I like to go to places like facilities where there are sick people or veterans, nursing homes. And I just like to ask, is there anyone here that would like to talk to someone? Is there anybody lost?
I think that's a great idea. Are you self?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, good. That's good.
Yes, I was very fortunate and blessed.
So you have talent.
I have talent, and I have a little money to get by, which I worked very hard for. My mother scrubbed floors for a living. My roots are, I'm a Jewish girl, and very proud of it.
Yes.
And I do love Jesus, too. I understand that aspect of it.
He's still Jewish.
Yes, he is. He's the son of God. Yes.
But I think your thoughts are leading you in the right direction, because you have something to share. And the veterans will know that, because what they face is people who don't have anything to share. They're called doctors.
Yes.
See? Uh-huh. So I recommend that. That's a very good idea, so that you have something to share. There are so few people that have that peace of mind and that love of the love of our veterans, of course, who gave their lives for us.
The next temptation that is approaching me at this point is something I'm ashamed to say to you, but I'm going to.
Okay.
Okay? I get hungry all the time. And I don't want to, you know, get fat.
Well, I think that is something that requires you not to sit under a tree happy. As long as you live, you should be involved, and you've suggested it already, what you'd like to do, I think you should follow. It's just a little pull. It's just an idea. But I think you would do a lot of good helping them, the veterans. I think you would. I'm looking forward to that to happen.
I
when
am too.
When all this is over, because I have lots of friends in high places, but they don't like to admit that they know me because of the kind of publicity I've been getting all these years.
You know, like for me, a lot of people don't like me, and I never could understand why.
Well, maybe you just have living in the wrong part of town.
You're right. You are absolutely right.
I think you go where you're appreciated. I think that's a wonderful thing. If you're able to get into that, I'm not able to get there. I've helped, you know, I know how to overcome post-traumatic stress disorder. And given, you know, 50-60...
Your tapes are wonderful.
Yeah, and I've given a lot of that away and continue to do so through another organization. 100,000 CDs, but I don't have much money left anymore to do all that, just to stay on the radio. That's why I get people to please support the program.
Mm-hmm.
And even though, if I may use this opportunity with you to let the people know who don't know how to use the internet, that they can get it on Advice Line on their telephones, 605.
On the telephone?
Yeah, on the telephone, 605.
I don't have a computer or
This is the number. Get this number. Write it down quickly. 605-475-8159. And you can listen to me on the telephone. And let me quickly fill this in. The seven-minute meditation, if you have no experience in using your computer or anything, or your iPhone, you can call 1-800-822-6441. That you can listen to it on the telephone. No charge. The charge comes to us eventually. So if we don't get support from people who get benefit, then we can't keep it going. So if you get benefit from that telephone meditation, it really works, then do the best you can to support the foundation. Thank you very much. And thank you very much, young lady. I'm Roy Masters, and our hour's coming up.